Saving Copper by Marissa McGreevy. Copyright Burlington Books, 2002. Chapter 1. Christmas Shopping. It's 2 weeks before Christmas, and Molly Carter is in a big shop in town. She's with her little brother and sister, Tim and Judy. Tim and Judy want to see Father Christmas. Molly knows that the man in the long red coat and white beard isn't really Father Christmas.
That's Mr. Brewster,
she thinks. But she doesn't say this to Tim and Judy. They're talking to Father Christmas.
I want a doll for Christmas.
And I want a car for Christmas.
I want a horse,
thinks Molly. But Molly's father is dead, and she knows that her mum hasn't got the money to buy a horse.
Perhaps next year,
she thinks. Father Christmas gives Tim and Judy a little present. Then Molly, Judy and Tim go outside and meet their mum. Their mum is smiling, but she's very tired. Her shopping bags are full. Molly tries to guess what's in the shopping bags. She knows that there's food in one of the bags, but what's in the other bags? Toys for Tim and Judy? Christmas presents and decorations? The family walks to the bus stop outside the shop. There are a lot of people at the bus stop. Molly and her family have to travel everywhere by bus because Molly's mum hasn't got a car. Molly imagines that she's riding an invisible pony. She doesn't watch where she's going, and she falls onto a woman's shopping bag. The woman is angry.